te ves igual, hola, qué linda estás, te ves igual.
So there I was last evening at Pechanga at the Hilton Dubai, and being hosted by chef de cuisine there, Matthias Ayala, and also restaurant manager Louis Sorol, and great atmosphere, ambiance, charm, and a wonderful food. And yes, I asked Matthias to describe the food that he presented to me.
This is our prawn salad. This is our one of the most selling dish in our menu. Basically, this is the prawn I talked before. This, you can see the size from the prawn; they are really huge, and there are. Yes, this is the right way. Actually, that is the right way. yeah, fantastic. So basically, what we do here is we just pan-sear the prawns, and then we have some. Also, we grill some zucchini sheets and some onions or red onion, and then we toast this with some lemon dressing, chili chops, and some coriander leaves, and then just to finish, and also some lemon confit, just to give some acid, more flavor. I like this, all the confits, you know. So I like when you are eating one dish and you can find some small surprise in there, you know, but not something too much, something there just to change the flavor.
And it's delicious. Very, very lovely. And you're right, you can sort of get that blend of flavors with the coriander and lemon, and it's all coming through.
And
it's very
just,
light.
Just to finish, we just put some garlic crispy. So this garlic, we just cook in olive oil really slow to make it crispy. But to make it also not too strong flavor on the garlic, you know? So it's just something more, you know, something more to play in the dish.
It's nice, the garlic. I like
yeah,
that.
It is.
So it's just toasted almost.
It's just almost like it's similar to the fry, but slow, you know? So that way the flavor is almost out from the strong flavor for the garlic. But I like when you are enjoying the food. You lose the napkin.
So you have to keep talking, Matthias, because I'm eating and I...
fasting. So I can go for the main course. I mean, what we're trying to do in this menu is do something like this. Is do something simple, but with the flavor. So now you can try and now you can see what is the idea. You know, the idea is just simple food, but, you know, with the flavor there. That is the idea. I'm not fancy in decoration. I'm not fancy in product. But, yes, I'm fancy with the flavor.
So how did you become a chef? When did you first, when was your, you know, food ignite your interest? Did you get involved with food?
I started actually when I was really young. My father is a really good, he's not a chef, but he really loved to cook. So my father used to always cook in my place, you know, and I always start to cook, and I start to feeling, you know, the love from the food actually. And then I start to help him, and then we start to, okay, and what about if we now we make this one? You know, and Argentina, basically, we always cook in the grill, you know, this Argentinian grill, something, la parrilla, something really famous for us. So, and we start to, you know, try some new things. And what about if we cook now this one in the grill, but like this, and what about if we marinate? So I believe, then I realized, okay, that will be my profession. I mean, the difficult part was talk to my father and say, okay, I'm not going to follow your profession, I'm going to become a chef. But it was
what did
easy.
Your father do?
My father, he worked in the construction, he's kind of engineer, so he built something, and actually have a good job, but I worked with him for a few months, but I realized, no, this is not for me. This for me is, you know, it's kitchen, it's create, make foods, creates and make people happy, because, you know, when you are a chef, what you really enjoy is when the people is eating your food and is saying, okay, that is good, you know, I love when you make this one, and actually that is... I mean, our salary, basically.
Yeah. So from Argentina, you've traveled to many places before Dubai. So talk us through your journey to Dubai.
Oh, it was a long trip, actually. Anyway, I'm from one part from Argentina. It's called Rosario. Rosario is the second bigger city in Argentina. So the first step was move from Rosario, actually. Then I started to work in Rosario. And I work in a few hotels, and then the next step is always go to a big city in your country. So I moved to Buenos Aires, and I work in a few big places there, and then you always want more. So I moved to New Zealand. And
wow, from Buenos Aires to New Zealand.
It's a long,
quite a change.
It is. But I must say, New Zealand is an amazing country. It's really, really beautiful. And they really love, you know, the simple foods and use the good products. So something I really learned from New Zealand was that, you know, just use the product in the best quality as you can and make something simple but nice also at the same time. So New Zealand was a really good experience. And then I go back to Argentina. And then I worked for almost 1 year more there. And then I moved to Dubai. And I worked for almost 1 year in Burj Al Arab, and then moved here.
And here you are in charge of your own kitchen. Yeah. So how many chefs have you got working with you?
We are eight in total. So it's a kind of nice kitchen. We are prepared to give a good service.
So moving through the menu again, so we've moved through the soups and going into the mains and a wonderful salad that I'm eating here. What else can we talk about? Let's pick something else out there, and for our foodies listening, we can explore the ingredients and the recipe.
Okay, we have, I will go again for the fish. Maybe I'm not a guy, the kind of guy we always love fish, but we are using this... We have this Patagonian toothfish. It's something really, really traditional. I mean, not traditional, sorry. It's something really original from South America, you can say. So this fish is something really amazing because it's a huge fish. And the quality of the fish is coming because this fish is swimming really deep in the ocean. So that becomes the fish a little fatty inside. But it's a good kind of fats in the fish. So that fat...
Toothfish, though. Why is it called toothfish?
Yeah, I mean, you can find...
What's its teeth like?
No, I mean, but you know, I can go for more name if you like. You know, we can. This also they know as a Chilean sivas, black cod, and I don't know. And also in Spanish they have so many names. I don't know why so many names with this fish. Anyways, the flavor is something really particular. You know, it's something like it's like a heat butter. You know, it's melting in your mouth. But it's the flavor from the fish is not too strong. That is make it something really nice. You know. So the fish is something really nice. Then we have some another dish like octopus. We are using octopus there. And then...
Octopus is an interesting one, isn't it? If, you know, the texture.
Yes.
So, exactly. So what are you doing with your octopus?
We make so many things with the octopus. No, basically we just boil in some vegetable stock. And then when the octopus is done already... After we serve, we just confit in olive oil, just to give the last flavor from the octopus. That makes the octopus really, really soft. I mean, and then we just finish with some criolla sauce.
What's that?
Criolla sauce is one sauce made with bell peppers. It's different kind of bell pepper with some tomatoes and some espelet powder. Espelet powder is one kind of pepper, but it's dry. And something... The flavor is really particular because it's a particular pepper, you know. So that become like rostos. So you have something confit with something raw, and then we just garnish it with some sweet corn puree, something traditional from South America. That make the dish full. Yeah.
Sounds great. So what's going to be put before me next?
Okay, for you, we have some empanadas as a second course. Same empanadas is something also you can find in all places in South America. And the one we are serving now is a meat empanada. This is the one spicy, okay? So, I mean, we just call it spicy, but you need to be realized we are not eating too much spice. So we call it spicy, but it's not really spicy. It's a little bit in the end just to get the flavor. And the way we cook the empanadas is basically we just braise the meat with some onion, peppers, and tomatoes, and then with so much spring onions there. And we use, like I said before, because we have some influence from the Arabic kitchen. We have cumin, and actually cumin is something from the Arabic kitchen, but we use too much in South America. And then we have some sweet paprika also there in the flavor. That becomes the flavor of empanada, something really nice. And this is coming in one dough. Something that's really nice.
Well, I look forward to that. So that's on its way. So stay with us here as I'm enjoying the cuisine at Pechanga with restaurant manager here, Luis Sorol, and chef de cuisine, Matthias Ayala. So I'm looking forward to the next course.
Dubai Today, only on Dubai Eye 103.8. Around town or around the world,
when you're on the go, you need to know
the latest news and business stories, sports and lifestyle, all in the palm of your hand. Whether it's an iPhone, BlackBerry or Android, we have the app for you. Wherever you are in the world, keep Dubai Eye with you. Get your free iPhone, BlackBerry or Android app at DubaiEye1038.com now.
The Eagles are hitting the road. Hard Rock Cafe Dubai presents the Eagles live in Dubai. Brought to you by Dulai. Thursday, April 12th at the 7th Stadium. Tickets on sale now. Visit EaglesDubai.com for details. Eagles Live, a Dubai calendar event. In association with OSN, What's On, 7 Days, Pulse, Ion Dubai, ExpatWoman.com, Grand Cinemas, Avis, The Sevens, Jumeirah Emirates Towers, and Dubai Eye.
The Air Arabia low fares go on and on. Fly to Bahrain and Muscat from just 265 dirhams, Dammam and Doha from 275 dirhams, and to Kuwait from 290 dirhams. Book now at airarabia.com or call us in Sharjah on 06-558-0000. Air Arabia. Pay less. Fly more. Terms and conditions apply.
You always look for ways to manage your monthly expenses and save money whenever possible. Standard Chartered credit cards offer you great financial benefits at lower interest rates. Enjoy 0% interest for 6 months on credit card balance transfers, or make large purchases and get the freedom to pay back in easy installments. Call 600-522-88 to benefit from easy loan and installment plans from your Standard Chartered credit cards. Terms and conditions apply.
Dubai Today with Suzanne Radford.
Empanadas. That's what we're eating. Very warming, very tasty. Now you're saying this is the spicier version, but it's not really spicy. But you can feel a little hit in there. But what I would call, where I come from, rather like a Cornish pasty with a bit of spice.
Yeah. I mean, this one I saw in so many places, and every place they call different. I mean, and also in South America, you can find different kind of empanada. I mean, every country is making their own empanadas, and every country is using whatever they have to make these empanadas. So in Argentina, for sure, we have meats. So most of them are with meats. But we go more for that. So you can find some with cheese, some with onion. One really famous is with corn. So we call this one humita, empanadas of the humitas. But also I saw in different places that are using, fish, or you can use, you can put whatever you want inside, actually. The main idea is just keep it wrapped in this dough, and most of the time it's just deep fry, or also you can find also cooking in the oven.
Another speciality on your menu is your crab salad, and I know you're very proud of this, so tell me about the crab salad.
Okay, this is something really, really new. The crab salads is a product actually you can get in two different brands in South America. So you can get in the south part of Argentina, in the Patagonia, and this crab is something really, really amazing because the size is really particular. So, and also you can, now we start to get some in Peru. It's something really weird because I didn't know, but when I start to search about this one, I realized Peru is making really amazing crab. Anyway.
But when you say a specific size, or what kind of size are we talking?
Oh, actually, they are really, really big. They are more bigger than the Alaska crab. That is the most famous crab. And they are really, really huge size. So if you have a good product like this, the only need to do is just cook it in the proper way. That's it. And that's what we are doing. So our crab salad is something really simple. We just took the meat from the crab, and we just mixed with some mango, something really nice, also with some corns and some cherry tomatoes. But this cherry tomato we make semi-dry, so that way they keep more flavor in the cherry tomato. And the most amazing from the salad is the dressing. We make the dressing first. We make infusion this habanero pepper, you know, this famous pepper from South America. So we just warm up a little bit this oil, so the flavor from the habanero go inside to the oil. These two ingredients, you make the dressing. You just add some lemon, and then done. But the flavor is really amazing. Because why? Because the spicy flavor mixed with the cerez make a really amazing combination with the crabs. So the salad is basically just that, you know. It's just the meat, because I want to show the big side from the meat, with the mango, with the corn, with the tomato, and this dressing. Plus, you know, I really love the herb, so I'm just adding some chives, coriander leaves, and basil, and more flavor.
More and more flavor.
My only concern, you know.
Well, it's too much flavor.
Flavor and food cost, that's it.
So we're moving now into the desserts. So desserts from South America. What are we talking about here?
Okay, that is a good point. I mean, basically our pastry, most of them is we are using dulce de leche. Dulce de leche is like one kind of toffee you can get from this different part. This dulce de leche is something we make cooking long time, milk with sugar. So we cook so many hours the milk start to reduce and it start to become thick. But because you add the sugar, the flavor is there, you know. It's something really, really sweet, but also it's really creamy. And you have the flavor from the milk also there, but reduced. So it's something.
It's a bit like a milk pudding, a rice pudding or a milk pudding.
It's coming from that side. It's coming from that side, but it's a little more sweet actually. It's a little more sweet. So basically, our pastry is based on dulce de leche. But if you mix the dulce de leche with the chocolate, you get some amazing combination. So the dessert we are doing now for you to try is the two friends. So we call this dessert two friends because I really believe the chocolate and dulce de leche, they are a fantastic combination. And so we just make this dessert basically with one chocolate biscuit. And we just glaze with some chocolate glaze on the top. And then we make one mousse, creamy mousse, with chocolate and dulce de leche together. So that is coming on the top from the biscuit. And then
is that what I've got coming?
Yes.
Great. I'm looking forward to meeting the friends then. So the friends have arrived.
Yeah. So basically this is the dessert we talked before. This is the two friends dessert. It's something really, really nice. Basically it's a biscuit, it's chocolate biscuit with some glaze on the top. And then one chocolate mousse, creamy mousse, made with chocolate and dulce de leche together. And then just dulce de leche on the side. And to finish, some dulce de leche ice cream. So the combination is there. So the combination between the chocolate and dulce de leche is there, and you can feel, you know, you can.
It's absolutely, it's extremely indulgent. What it is, it's very beautiful. Very much, obviously, the chocolate, but this kind of caramel,
yeah,
fudge, toffee flavor,
yes,
coming through as well. Oh my goodness. It's,
yeah.
I'm going to have to run extra laps around Saffa Park now,
Matthias. No problem. That is the idea, you know, because you can run happy, actually. Yeah, and also the idea here from the dessert is basically that, you know, it's also like I said before, the main idea is just keep the product simple, but using the right way, you know. So here you have two basic ingredients like a chocolate and dulce de leche. But if you just mix together, they make a perfect combination. And also the other idea from the dessert in the menu, they are similar to this, you know. So we have something also traditional from South America that's called vigilante. And it's something made with quincy fruits and cheese. And, you know, it's something French, but also it's something from us. So it's something really nice to finish your dinner.
I have to say, it just is, and it's a lot of joy and a lot of fun because of all these different flavours that you've brought together. But I also think what you guys are doing here with the music and the dancing, and it's the whole experience. So it's kind of a real fusion mixture of Latin America from all different sides, with a little bit of Arabic in there as well.
Yeah, just a little bit. Not really too much.
Yes. So, guys, thank you for your hospitality and just talking me through the menu and just tasting some of the food. Just wonderful. So, yeah, just to go over again what people can expect here, the nights that you've got the dancing.
So now we got tango experience, so which always accompanied with professional dancers. That's on Wednesdays. And we've got our salsa, also along with free classes and with performance from world champions of salsa, which happens here on Sundays. So every Sunday, every Wednesday, there's Latin rhythm going around. Apart from that, we always have our resident band, which is always playing, also from originally from South America, which they always play all Latin themes throughout the night, so we always have something going on.
Well, after eating the wonderful chocolate dessert here, I'm definitely going to need to do some dancing. For now, thank you so much. I've been talking to Luis Sorol, restaurant manager at Bachanga.
Thank you so much for coming, and sure, hopefully to see Suzanne here more often, even off work. So, as a regular, I hope, like normally happens, every time we have new guests, they intend to become regulars. I hope you become one of them.
Thank you so much. And also chef de cuisine Matthias Ayala, so thank you so much.
No, thank you for coming, and thank you for enjoy our foods. You know, that is basically what you are doing now is what we want for the guests. You know, what we want is just be here, enjoying, and just come back. That's it, basically. That's what we are.